Our scripture for reflection on this glorious morning comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. John 10, 1 through 10. Let us listen to the living word of the Father. Verily, truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, verily, truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and they may have it abundantly. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Our wonderful and glorious Father, we bless your name and we just welcome you in this sanctuary. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us, grace us with your presence as we surrender this fellowship before thy throne. Speak through us, O Father, and let the word of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable before thy throne of grace. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Open now your heart and let the Savior rest in it. Open now. And let the Savior rest in it. Let the Savior. If you hear the word of the Lord, what do you do? So we have to open our hearts. I just want everybody to feel free here. Just open your heart and relax. Because if you are not comfortable in your Father's house, I don't know where else you can be comfortable. This is Daddy's house. So if you came, you were dragging, you should be smiling and just get loose. Because you are in where? Your Father's what? So let us just relax here. I don't think I have a title for fellowship today. I'll just let the Spirit speak to me whatever he wants me to speak. Because I've learned that when you write things, it doesn't go the way you want it to go. Because the Lord will always distort it. It is because the glory belongs to him. Amen to that. So I want to talk to you on this Let's just have a conversation on this chapter. I know Reverend Greg just put the chapter. He did not even ask me. I said, can you preach on it? Every pastor should be able to preach on anything. Amen to that. Amen. Even if you don't understand it, just read it and just pray and believe and go home. So I'll just speak what the Lord wants me to speak. I want to talk about something in this passage. The gate. G-A-T-E. The gate. The gate, an entrance, a passage, somewhere that you go through. The gate that allows some things and does not allow something to go through. I have looked here. And Jesus is talking about the gate, the gate, the gate. Why is he talking about the gate, the gate, and the gate, and the gate? Let me tell you a little story. A long time ago, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were all seated together. And they said, you know, we cannot just be alone. And they met some creatures, and they called them what? Angels. And so God the Father, God the Son was the host of angels. And then he created all of us here and all of creation. So we call him what? God of hosts. It means the trees, the rocks, your car, everything are what? Host to the Father. If you're driving your car is worshiping God. The leaves, everything. Because he is what? The God of what? Host. And then this beautiful angel called Lucifer that we call music. He said, wait a minute. I am making all this beautiful music to God. I can equally make this music for myself. You see, jealousy is a dangerous thing. Say amen to that. And he decided to rebel with one third of the angels. And God kicked Lucifer and his delegation out of heaven, down to earth. And God created this beautiful garden, Adam and Eve. And the angels looked at it and came and poisoned Eve. And that is where we find ourselves here today. That poison all over the world. What Lucifer did in heaven was an abomination. Because how can God in his infinite mind allow that to happen? God knows everything. Amen to that. Why did he allow it to happen? And now in this beautiful garden, everything has been messed up. God was still angry. And what happened next? He cast them out of the Garden of Eden and then sent some prophets. We know them, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You could name all the prophets and gave them the same message. If the people could change their minds, they still could not change their minds. And even prophets who were anointed even got angry. Like Moses, they asked him to speak to the rod. He knocked the rod. He was angry because the devil was still coming in there. Even Elijah, who was heavily anointed, ran away from Jezebel, the wizard. I was hiding in a hole. Which means that if you are anointed by the Holy Spirit, the devil will be after you. If you call yourself a Christian, you have a visitor. And what happened? Elijah escaped from Jezebel. So all these great prophets, the devil was still after them. And then God decided to do something using his infinite mind. I use the word infinite mind. And said, let us do something here because this devil is on our nerves. So he decided to send Jesus Christ. That was the final decision. When Jesus Christ showed up, the same thing that the devil did in heaven, The same thing he did to Eve, he also showed up to Jesus Christ to tempt him with three temptations. It means the devil is never on vacation. If the devil is never on vacation, why should he be on vacation? He showed up and gave three temptations, and guess what? Jesus Christ won all that temptation. The three temptations covers every temptation that you can ever have here on earth. And the Bible says that the devil said, I leave him for a while, but I'm going to do something. Anytime you cannot get through somebody, check the gate man. If you cannot get through the gate man, check the cook, somebody who works in the house. If you cannot, check the person in the inner circle. That's how you can get that person. Things that happen in your life don't come from outside. It's from people who are close to you. So if you tell that secret to your girlfriend or boyfriend, they will blow it out. Tomorrow they will become CNN. They will say it out. And so, the devil said, wait a minute. I have another plan. He came through Peter. When Jesus Christ was talking about his death, Peter started to rebuke Jesus Christ. That was the devil. And Jesus Christ turned and what did he say to Peter? Get behind me what? Sometimes you have to tell some people, get behind me, Satan. It's needed. When it's too much. And even after that, Peter did not even have enough. The Bible says he refused Jesus Christ three times. Amen to that. He's still the devil. He's busy. And he said, I cannot still get this thing. The devil said, no. He decided that I will still go in the inner circle. And what did he do? Judas. From the inner circle. And Judas did what he had to do. When Jesus Christ went to the cross and spilled blood and won that battle, that is where the gate comes. In this scripture, Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the shepherd. Jesus is inside the sheepfold. How can Jesus be everywhere? It is because what happened in heaven and in Gethsemane was very painful to God Almighty. That was the reason. Jesus Christ is the gate. Jesus Christ did not put an angel to become the gatekeeper because what happened in heaven was still fresh. Jesus said, I am going to be everything. I am going to be the good shepherd. I am going to be the gate man. I am going to be the sheepfold. So the message here is about the sheepfold. For you to get inside the sheepfold, you must go through the gate. Amen to that. And who is at the gate? And if you want to come to the gate, Jesus said, I am what? The way, the truth, and what? You must go through me because it's only through me. And if you have to enter the gate, it must be validated in heaven. So the gate is the key. My message is going to be short today and it's very important. I'm saying I'm going to be here for 3 hours preaching. When I was coming today, the elders told me that, do you know the sermon here is 20 minutes? I said, 20 minutes. If Jesus is here, who is going to go home? And so, Jesus Christ did something. Jesus Christ cannot trust any angel or any human being. I am going to be the gate. I am going to be the shepherd. I am going to the sheepfold. Because the blood that I spilled caused heaven everything. It caused heaven everything. So when we look at this passage, it's talking about the gate, the shepherd, the everything. I am the way, I am the light, and everything. Jesus Christ is saying that for anything that has to get inside the sheepfold must be filtered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen to that. It must be filtered because of the purity of the blood. So Jesus Christ's position is unshakable. It is still and empowered by the Holy Spirit. But even if you are in the sheepfold, you will still come out because the Bible says he leads the sheep out. So if he is leading the sheep out, some people must be where? Behind. Who is trailing behind? The devil is trailing behind. When you see animals in the wild, who is trailing behind them? The hyena and the lion. Looking for somebody to grab. It says, looking for someone to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. If you go on vacation and you think that the devil is not watching at you, he is closer to you than you think. Because he's looking for somebody to grab. Because he knows that if I'm going down, I am not going alone. I'm going to take somebody with me. He is busy. And so, what do you do? How do you fight this? There is one way for you to fight it. If you are weak in catching up with those who are moving ahead, weakness in catching up means you are weak in studying the word of the Lord. Weak because you are not praying. You don't think that something has to happen before you start to pray. No. You have to be praying non-stop, whether in good times or what? In bad times. So that when somebody crosses in front of you on the freeway, you say, Jesus, because you have been praying. You don't say Satan. You say Jesus. You have been praying. What I'm trying to say is that the gate is the entrance to your heart. Is the entrance to your heart. Your inner heart is the sheepfold. Whatever brings you for you to be able to get through that gate in the sheepfold is the Holy Spirit. And what gets into your heart is the word of the Lord. And if the word of the Lord enters inside the sheepfold, it is the Holy Spirit that is in you. And then when anything is happening to you, when you say Jesus, it's because your inside heart is already filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is power. And he says, anything in the name of Jesus, call unto me. I will do what? Answer you. Use my name. Because my name is already filtered. It is inside. It is power. You don't have to pray. All you do is what? Call the name what? Jesus. Call the name what? Jesus. You don't call it as if Jesus is in your heart. Call the name what? Jesus. It says, in Jesus' name, every knee shall do what? Bow. There is power in that name. Because that name has been filtered through that gate. It is inside you. It is bubbling like fire. It is bubbling like fire, ready to explode. That is why you see Jesus is at the gate to filter everything. No impurities can get inside the heart. So it is for us now to make sure what we protect our heart. Make sure that Jesus Christ is the gate into your heart. Amen to that. If Jesus Christ is the gate into your heart, know that you have made it. Even if you are sick, you're going through pain, as long as Jesus Christ is in your heart, he will be bubbling like fire. And when you stand and speak, people will tremble. When you pass by, the presence of the Lord goes with you. Because he is where? In you. If my word abide in you and you abide with me, I will come and make your inside heart my home. If Jesus Christ is inside your home, which is your heart, then you know that you have arrived. That is why this passage you see, Jesus Christ is the gate man, because he cannot trust anybody. Jesus Christ is inside the gate in the sheepfold because he cannot trust no one. Jesus Christ is even leading you. He's still what? The shepherd. Why? Because he spilled that blood. And when he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was a cry of the greatest. And so I let everyone here know this by saying that take the name of Jesus with you. Let it be the gate man. Let it be the shepherd. Let it be the one who is in you. So that when you breathe in Jesus, you breathe out yourself. You keep breathing in Jesus, you keep breathing out yourself. It's going to get to a certain point that you will breathe in Jesus and you will breathe out Jesus. So my prayer to everyone is, repeat after me. Lord, take all of me. And give me more of you. If you allow the Lord to continue to take that exchange, out of you and begin to give him more of you, the Spirit of the Lord will saturate your being. And when you call the name Jesus, all your problems shall bow. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.